I'm Max Zeller, Chair of the Department of Political Science at Morgan State University and a Professor of International Law and International Relations. Personally, I don't think military force is the only option to dealing with this problem. One is education. Two is getting to the root cause of why people have that sense of hopelessness and want to resort to indiscriminate violence against innocent civilians. And three is how could we teach tolerance? I think one of the problems lacking in the international community, particularly in some of these regions where people take their religious beliefs, take their ethnicity so seriously, is how we can embrace the difference in religion, respect each other, and be able to coexist. Because we can't have just one religion in the world. It's not going to work. But at the same time, we should be able, this is a fundamental human right, the freedom of conscience, and we should respect everyone who chooses to worship whatever they choose to worship and still treat them as a decent human being. All religions preach peace, all religions somewhat preach tolerance and respect for each other, but somehow people misinterpret whether it's the Bible or the Quran or any other great religious books, and then use that interpretation to do harm to others and to impose their will on others. But whatever the religion is around the world, they all pursue the same goal, which is for better human being, whether currently or in the afterlife. So if we could only embrace that and realize that people are different, people have the right to have different beliefs and the right to enjoy that freedom of their belief, I think the whole world would be a better place for all human beings.
Definitely.
And I think traveling, knowing about other cultures, learning about other countries, whether it's traveling to Turkey, which I have done, and travel to South America, I want to. You have one of the most beautiful countries. The culture, the history of your country is really, really great. And I definitely plan to come back. A ride on the bus for us is the most amazing thing anyone can do in Turkey. So I will be back and shopping at the bazaar. But I love your country very much. And I just got to see a small bit of it. So I need to come back and travel to the other parts of the country.
I mean, we saw the same in Central America. Military advisors to El Salvador and supporting the Contras. Those are very short-sighted issues. The long-term problem is whether we could bring about permanent solutions to problems that are not military problems. These are social, religious problems that go back thousands of years. And our failure to understand the root causes of these problems by looking at it from a very narrow angle is what keeps us repeating the same errors. So we left Iraq, and I support President Obama's decision to leave Iraq. But going back, sending 300 advisors, may very well end up being a mission creep, because if Iraq and the entire country is a theater of war, what are the rules of engagement for the 300 advisors? Of course, in any agreement the United States government signs with a foreign country to deploy troops, and even the United Nations, the right to defend yourself against attack is written in that document. International relations and diplomacy requires a lot of patience. If you do not have the patience, do not go into this business, because things take a long time to resolve. You do not get results overnight. So using the military option, assuming that you are getting a quick result from it, is just putting a band-aid on the wound. So again, we are seeing, whether it's in Afghanistan with the resurgence of the Taliban, or in Iraq with these various groups, or the spillover problem in Syria, these issues are not going to go away.